Weiter in Shas, we're in Shavuos Daf Mem, picking up on the Testament base by the bottom of the page, 12 lines up from the bottom, third to last word. We left off with the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel in reference to a taina of Shtei Kesef. Is it that, says Rav, it's got to be that the person who is denying it, that there's still left over at least a claim of two ma'os, still silver ma'os. So that is that if a person says, hey, you owe me two silver ma'os, and a pruta. The person says they only a pruta, so that means that the amount that's being denied is at least two silver ma. Or it says, well, no, it's just got to be the taina atzmish de kesef, even if the guy it ends up being less than two kesef afterwards. So now says the Gemara, let's try to bring a raya to Rava. It's got to be at least, it's got to be two plus. In other words, that the amount left over is a taina of two kesef. Tanan, because you learned Tanan Mishnah, Shtei Kesef Yishlo Yadcha. Let's say some goes to the other. I have two kesef and two silver in your hand. In other words, you have two of my silvers, two silver mos. Ein lecha biyadei lepruta. I only have a pruta. Potter, he's going to be potter. My time. How come? La mishum dechasra la taina, because it's not left over two silver ma of the taina after that. Tiyufta the Shmuel. Therefore, it's straight up a tiyufta of Shmuel says that it doesn't have to be that amount. So he says, no, Shmuel will say back to you, me savat shavat katani. You think the Mishnah is saying a case where the claim and what he's admitting are for things out of the value mentioned over there? Dafka katani. The Mishnah is talking about something very specific. It's not a value amount of discussion, but it's a type of discussion. Rashi says, Dafka katani, zetoin kesef, zehodlo nechoshes. Nalekodom, you mean a taina. He's not being molded to the type of taina that he's saying. Mashi, back to the ground, mashi taino, lahodu lo. One thing has nothing to do with the other. So that's the Gemara. Let's come against Shmuel now. For Mishnah, it's really true. That's got to be the amount of the specified coin. So Ema Seifa, what about the Seifa? It says, Shtei Kesef Upruta Yishli Biyadcha. And then he says back, Ein Lecha Biyadi Ela Pruta Chayev. It's going to be Chayev. Iyam Ar Bishlam HaShav. If you want to say we're talking about value, so Mishim Hachi Chayev, that's just going to be Chayev. Iyam Ar Davka, you want to say Davka, my Chayev, why should it be Chayev? Mashatainu Lo hodelo, umash hodelo, lo taino. So what are you talking about here? It shouldn't be this guy to make a shua, since he didn't. There was no moda b'miksas to owing either of the things that are being claimed. But the Gemara says going back, midi hu taima ela Shmuel. Is this argument only a kasha on Shmuel? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, taino chitam sa'orim. If one guy says to the other, hey, you owe me wheat and barley. Vodulov Echonam, he agrees to one. Chayiv is going to be chayiv to make a shua. Right? So Shmuel also is going to be chayiv to make a shua if he admits to the copper part of a silver and copper claim. So he didn't knock me off. Says the Gemara, Hachi Nami Mistabra. It also makes sense that the claim in the Mishnah is talking about the content of the coins and not the value. Midikatani Seifa, right? This is a supporting Shmuel's pshat. Midikatani Seifa, litra zav, yeshli biyadcha. He says, I have a litra of gold in your possession. He says, Ein lecha biyadei litra of kesef. Pater is me pater. Yeah, my bishlam dafka katani. You want to say, you're talking dafka. Shemachi pater. That's the reason why he's going to be pater. Because his hodah and the claim are nothing but the same type of thing. Yeah, my shava, if you want to say, you're talking about value, my pater, why should be pater? Litra tuva ava. If something's worth a litra of gold was said, and then silver was admitted, there's plenty of value left in the original claim, and you should have to swear. Oh, looks like the Shmuel. Elami de Seifa Dafka, Resha Nami Dafka. So the Gemara says, since the Seifa is talking about Dafka, the metal of the coins himself, and not the value, Resha Nami Dafka is also talking about it as well, and Lema Tavi Tifta Darav, it's a knockoff of Rav. Rav, I will say back to you, Kula Masmis and Shava. The entirety is talking about value. In the first case, he's Pater because the denial is not for the amount of Tuma. But Litra Zav, Shiny, you can't bring me right from Litra Zav. That's a different type of case. Says Rashi, why is this case Litra Shiny, the case of gold, different? Because Litra is different. De Kevan De Taino Mishkal, he said Dafka the weight. Vade Dafka Katani, meant to be specific over there. Well, Kol Matbeos, the Masisin Shava Kama. But when it comes to coins, you know, it's not, that's just going according to the value. So I don't care if it's gold or it's silver. Shederach Matbeos, Lososa Dabim L'Chodavrayim. Beep, beep, turn the page. Mem Amet Aleph. Says the Gemara, and Teda, even back up Rav over here. So you know that the other case of the Mishnah are talking about value. The Katani Sif, it says Diner Zahav Libiyadcha, because the system says you have a golden diner in your possession. Ein lecha biyadela diner kasef. Alayav is diner kasef. Or let's say Trace is a pudyin bruta. He says, yeah, I owe you another type of coin. Like, these are three different types of coins. Chayv is going to be chayv. Shakol min matbea achasim. Because all types of coins are considered the same over here, and therefore it's considered a mohodan, what he's claiming. Yemar pishlam b'shavi say it's value, mishamachi chayv. That's where you're going to be chayv. Eliyamar dafkir said, I mean, specifically the type of metal, my chayv, why should it be chayv? Right? One says silver, the other one's, you know, silver or copper, and the claim is for gold. The Gemara is going to say that the case goes even within the way of Shmuel understands. The Mishnah is talking where the person is demanding a minted golden dinar, right? And not the metal content. So even though the coin is gold and what he's being molded to is silver or copper, he's still going to be chayav to swear because all coins are considered the same type. Right, even a pruta is considered in the category of minted coins. The economy could also understand it from the Mishnah itself, that the claim is for the coin itself and not for the value. The Katanik says, Shakol min matbeachas. It says all coins are one type of property. If the whole taina and the ohoda over here was for the value and not for the type of coin, so why did the Mishnah have to go and tell us that all coins are considered one type of property? Even if they're not, he still has to swear because the claim and the ohoda were for the value. So it must be what he's saying. V'Rav, so the Gemara is saying that the Mishnah's shtickle, according to Rav, who says that the claim in this and all the cases of the Mishnah is for value. V'Rav, sha'kol din matbe'achas. What it meant is that he has to swear. Why? Because all the coins that are mentioned here, Vinapruta, are considered one and the same. They all have the same din about the shvu over here. And the Mishnah is telling us that even a pruta is going to be a chayav person to make a shvu. V'Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, lema mi d'sefer k'shmo metar, it's reishak nami k'shmo sri'alei. You want to say now, since he explains the sefer of the Mishnah according to Shmuel, and the first case also he holds according to Shmuel, says Rashi Akadosh Nevshos Reale the Kula Asis and Dafka Katani, Mishum Hachi Tanan Bereisha Shtei Kesef Yeshli Biyadcha Ein Lecha Biyadi Ela Pruta Potter, Mishum Demashatayinu Lo Hodolo Aval Ishava Tayin Lei Hab Mechayev Alfagav Detchilas Tayin Shtei Kesef Asulo. This is Gemara, lo. Seifa dafka, right? No. The Seifa is dafka. Same with the coins themselves. The Katani Shakol Min Matbeachas. Because the Mishnah says that he has to swear because all coins are considered one type. Right? This is the Mashmos, is that the claim and the Oda were for coins and not for the value. Vereisha Kerav. The Vereisha can be going, explain according to Rav, who says that the claim, the Taina and the Oda are for the value. O Kishmol, right? The Reish can go like Rav or like Shmuel, who says it's for the content of the coins, and therefore there's no proof that he's going with Shmuel, his general pshat of the Mishnah. Toshima, let's try to bring a raya for Rav. That's got to be at least two silver ma left over. Diner Zav Zov Libiyadacha. He says a minted gold diner is you have of mine. Elach Biyadi Ela Diner Kasev Chayev is going to be Chayev. Time of the reason is Damarle Zahav Zahuv, because he said straight up that a minted gold coin. Hastama, if you would have just said Stam without saying that it was minted, then Shavakamarle, we'd be talking about value, which backs up Rav, that the case of the Mishnah, where he says a gold dinar without saying that it was minted, is going to talk about a claim for the value, not for the coin. Ravashi, now Chikamar. Kola Omer Dinar Zahav, Kamar Dinar Zahav Zahuv Dami. And when it says Dinar Zahav, it's like he says a minted one. Okay, so therefore, when the guy admits to saying, I owe a silver diner, it's like he said, a minted silver diner. Since his odas are the same type of the claim, the Bryce says he has to now make a swear. Let's try again for Rav over here, who says that denying over here has to be for the value of a minimum of two silver ma. Tani Rabbi Chia l'sayur l'rav. Tani Rabbi Chia l'sayur l'rav. I'll give you a raya for Rav, that you have to have that amount of a two silver ma, that's a minimum, it's got to be denied over here. Sala libiyadcha, he says, I was selling your possession. He says, only have a sala, which is chasav, it's kasav, you're going to be chayav because it is the denial is two sefer ma, chas ma, but he says that no, it's a sella less a ma, pater, he's going to be pater. Okay, this whole discussion that we're having over here is discussing a case that there's got to be at least two silver mat. Mechayev a person is only the case where the lender who is claiming the borrower's admission, right, where it's betainis malva vodos lova. About tainis malva. Let's say with taina of the malve, right? He has a claim that he owes me, and the guy goes denies the entire thing. He's not able to make sense. He denies everything. But let's say that we have one aid that comes along and he's masking to the person who's asking for the money. I feel low taina of a pruta chayv. Even if he's only asking for him for one pruta, he's going to be chayv. My time, why is that? Because the pasuk says lo yakum aid echad beish lechol oven lechol chatas who they ain't come, but come who le shavua, you can be there in order to cause a person to make a shavua. V'tanya, right? That's where you can have one aid over here. V'tanya, we learned in a brisa kol makom sheshnayim mechayiv masal mamon. In any case, we have two aid and we're going to mechayiv somebody to pay. Aid echad mechayiv a shavua. One witness would also mechayiv them to make a shavua. So you're also two aid and would obligate a person to pay even a pruta. So therefore, a single person is going to mechayiv him to go ahead to make a shavua. Even if it's only one pruta. From Nachman and Shmuel, Tainu Chitim Sarim and Rehodul Abba Echman. Let's say he's Tainu Chitim Sarim and he's asking to what? Nchayev. Amar Lo Rabbi Yitzchak Yisha V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, you said good. Yesha Koyach. And Rabbi Yochanan also says such a thing. Very good. So excited. Bechlal the Pelagli the Reish Lakish, right? Reish Lakish. You want to say that means that he's arguing with Reish Lakish, right? Rabbi Yochanan is arguing with Reish Lakish. Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel Adin. Rav Yitzchak said, oh, yeah, very good din, because also Rav Yochanan agrees. Sounds like he's arguing on Reish Lakish. Ikadami, some say, Misha Havashai Lei, the Reish Lakish, waited for Rav Yochanan to finish his shtick, over Shasik Lei. And even if he disagreed with him, he was quiet until Rav Yochanan fully explained everything. And when Rav Yochanan was teaching the particular din, Rav Yitzchak left before Reish Lakish had a chance to say back. Rav Yitzchak was not clear about whether or not Reish Lakish agreed or not, and that's why he didn't mention his name. Yigadamri, and so maybe he did agree with him, but he just wasn't there for that part. Yigadamri, some say Misha Havashasi Le. Reish Lakish was drinking at the time he taught it. Vishasik Le, and that's why he was quiet over there, even though maybe he did disagree with him, because that Rav Yitzchak left out Reish Lakish's name. And not because Tavki argued with him. Let's bring a raya for the Shmuel's din over here. Tainu chitim, hodalo b'sa'orin, pater. But Rav Gamliel Machayev. Taima, the reason is, tainu chitim, hodalo b'sa'orin. It's not the same thing. Hachitim b'sa'orin, hodalo b'echemim, chayev, he would be chayev. So Gemara, lo, not a raya. Who adin defil chitim b'sa'orin? Right? That the din will be, according to the comment, even wheat and barley are claimed, and he says only one of them, nami pater. Hide the kamiflagi. And that which the Tanakam and Gamliel are arguing only by the case of Chitin, that's coming to teach you the power of Gamliel. It's not mashma. We're not saying dafka that the Tanakam is being maskim, that he's chayv to swear when wheat and barley are claimed. Tashema, let's try to bring a raya for Shmuel. Tainu kelim b'karkos. Let's say the guy who says, you know, you owe me kelim and karka. Utensils on land. Hodo b'kelim, he's masking to utensils. B'kafar karka, he's cover the karka. B'karkos, or he admits to the karka. B'kafar b'kelim, he's arguing on the kelim. Pater, he's pater for making a shua. Beep, turn the page. Mem omibes. Hodo b'miksas karkos. Let's say he was mode, admitted to owning part of the land. Pater is going to be pater. B'miksas kelim, if he's admitting to part of the utensils, chayv is chayv to make a swear, even by denying the land, right? Once the defendant has to swear because of the modem and mixes by the kelim, he also has to do it by the land because of Gilgul Shvua. Time of the reason why he's going to be part of him swearing in the first two cases, the kelim and karkos, because kelim and karkos were said, the karka laba shvui, you can swear by karka, ha kelim and kelim, but if it would be kelim and other kelim that he's admitting to, then do me the kelim and karkos. Similar to the cases, the kelim and karkos is going to be chayev. So it's implying like Shmuel, who says that when wheat and barley are claimed, and he admits to one of them, he's chayev to go and swear. It's not a raya. Even if one type of utensil and another type of utensil are claimed, and he admits only one of them, Nami Pater is also going to be Pater. And when wheat and barley are claimed, and he admits one of them, he's also not going to be Chayv to swear. And that was the mission says that he's going to be Pater from swearing when it's Kelim Karka, instead of telling us his Pater in the more Chiddushig case of two types of utensils. Kamashman is coming to teach you that he holds the mixas Kelim Chayv Afal Karkos, that if he admitted the part of the Kelim that were claimed with the land in Chayiv Afal Karkos, then he's going to be Chayiv also on Karka. Fracting my Mike Mashalon. What are you teaching us? Zokikin? You want to teach us the idea of Zokikin? That Rashi says that Kelim Zokikin is Karkos HaShua. That's going to like attach it. The person has to go ahead and make a Shua. Like Google Shua. We already learned that in another Mishnah straight up. In Kiddushin. Zokikin is the Chasim Sheish L'Mechayis Lishav Aleim. Metaltlin can be subject to real property that want to take a shvua. So therefore, it makes sense to say that our Mishnah mentions the case of land and Kalim, not to teach this idea of Zokigim, but to imply that the two cases of Kalim, in the case of two types of Kalim that he has to swear, according to Shmuel, says Gemara, Ha Iker, this is the the primary source of where we learn this from. Rashi says the Kula Maseches Behilchos Shvuos. The entire Masechta is talking about Shvuos. Ahi, that Mishnah that's found in Kiddushin, Agav Gerara Naspa. So yes, we are learning Zokin. We're learning it from here. Therefore, the Mishnah is not giving a raya for Shmuel. Frag the Gemara. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Tainu Chita Masorin. If someone says, Yomi, wheat and barley, Vodu L'Bachas Man Pater, is going to be Pater. Frag the Gemara, Vaham Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Yeshar, Vachena Rabbi Yochanan, like Shkoyach. Also Rabbi Yochanan says, which clearly goes against his din over here, because he says they're going to be Chayev. Amarayinu says, okay, these are two different Amarayim. Alibid Rabbi Yochanan, two Amarayim, Alibid Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokas, about what actually happened over there. Tashima. Now we're going to try to knock out Rav Chia's version of here. Tashima. Ta'no chitim if he demanded chitim. Hoda lo besarmi, he admits to barley. Pater's going to be pater. Rav Gamliel Machayev says you're going to be chayev. So Taimo, the Tanakam is tickle that he says over here that a person says chitim and he admits to besarmi is going to be pater. Why is he pater from Mishvua? The Taino chitim hoda lo besarin. Hachitim besarin, but if it were both of them, hoda lo bechem, we mask him to one of them, chayev, he would take a be chayev. It goes against Rav Chia's version. That says Gemara, who adin da feel chitim zorin? Nami pater, also be pater. Just wanted to teach you the koch of Rabbi Gamliel. Right, that is like we mentioned before, koch Rabbi Gamliel. The general rule by monetary things, dini mamonis, is that property is we assume to be belonging to the person who has the possession of it. Possession is 9/10 of the law. It's more of a chiddush to teach Rabbi Gamliel is going to be chayv the person to make a shvua. The person who has the property, even when he admitted the admitted property wasn't claimed at all, that's a chiddush over there. So it's coming to teach you such a thing, but it's not applying to Tanakam as we mask him to him that the person is going to be chayv to swear when wheat and barley are claimed. Toshima, let's try again. Again, so Chia's version, Taino Kelim and Karkos. Let's say a person Tainus, you owe me Kelim and Karkos, Vahodu be Kelim, and he says, yeah, I do owe you Kelim, the Kafir Karkos, but he argues with the Karka. Or Bekarkos, Vekafer Bekalim. He says Bekarkos, and he's Kafer with the Kalim. Let's try again. Taino Kalim, Bekarkos, Hoda Bekalim, Bekafer Bekarkos, Bekarkos, Bekafer Bekalim, Potter. Hoda Bemixas Karka, but if you admit to owing part of the land, he's going to be Potter. Bemixas Kalim, the part of the Kalim, Chayiv is going to be Chayiv to swear even about the land. Taimo, the reason that he's going to be Potter from swearing in the first two cases is the Kalim Bekarkos. The Karka Labashvui, you can't swear in Karka, Ha Kalim Bekalim, don't mean to Kalim Bekarkos. Chayiv, then you're going to be Chayiv. So it's saying, it's going against, straight up against Rav Chia, his version of Yochanan, which says that when wheat and barley are said and he admits to one of them, he's going to be Potter from swearing. So we know, Hu Adin Defil Kalim Bekalim. Nami Potter, you're also going to be Potter in such a case. Hakamash Malan is coming to teach you the Hodav Mixas Kalim Chayiv Afal Karkos. That if he admits to part of the Kalim that were claimed with the land, then he's going to be Chayiv Afal Karkos. And so Rav Chia's version is not knocked out. Says Gemara, but my question, what are you teaching me? Zokikin, Tani, we are learning another Mishnah in Kiddushin. Zokikin, Nesenachasim, Sheshim, Echraes, Yishav, Aleim. Says Gemara, Ha Iker, here, this is the Iker place that's teaching us. So he, Agav Garanas, but that was a secondary Came along the way. So Rav Chiya comes out again on top. He didn't knock him out. But we ain't done. Esri, let's try again. Esri Rav Mamal Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Tainu Shor, if he claims, you know, an ox, he agrees to a sheep, the flip putter, time of a shor, if he does both and he admits to one of them, he's going to be chayiv to make a shvua. Goes against Rav Chiya, who says, Riochin Pat is a person in such a case. Ramaleo, say, how many? Who is that? Ramagamleli. That's Ramagamleo, who says he's chayiv to swear, even if it's not from the same type of the claim. Riochin doesn't go like that. Says, what you're Ramagamleo, feel Rishanami, then even the Risha, where he claims one type of animal and he admits owing another, why does he say the person is going to be putter from swearing over there? Ella, how many? Who is it? Admon, he. It's somebody else entirely. This is Admon, who says, who requires an admission to be the same kind of the claim, but he's going to be chayiv the person to swear when he admits to one of the two types of property claims. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't be mechayev them to swear in such a case. Rabbi Chiya says, "V'lo dechuye matchina lach." I'm not just knocking you off by, you know, pushing you away, pushing you off by answering this answer. Ella Talmud Aruchu b'fiv shel Rabbi Yochanan. This is a well-established teaching by Rabbi Yochanan that he says, "Hamani, who is this Admon?" He says that this is Admon. So I'm just knocking you off that answer. Let's say a person goes in and claims, you owe me wheat. And before he could say barley also, he said, no, I owe you barley, but he's denying the wheat. If the court like evaluates and figures out that he's, you know, he's pulling shtick over here because he saw what was about to happen, he jumped on it. If they understand that he just wants to respond to that claim, that's what's happening, Potter, then he's going to be Potter. And he says, you owe me two needles. He said, admits to one of them, Chayiv is going to be Chayiv to swear, even though it's not worth two silver ma'al. Therefore, Yotza Kalim, Kalim are used specific, Lama Shehain, to teach that some of us to swear are going to them, however inexpensive they may be. It doesn't make a difference to the value. If somebody says, hey, you owe me kalim and a pruta, hold up a kalim, a kafir bruta, pater. Hold up a pruta, a kafir bekalim, chayiv, it's going to be chayiv. Chadak Rav, one of these things goes like Rav, chadak Shmuel, one of them goes like Shmuel. Chadak Rav, the Amak Fears Tainus Shtei Kesef, right, who says that the denial has to be that of at least Shtei Kesef. But Papa said that the denial of a pruta is not going to be chayiv into Shmuel. Chadak Shmuel, the Amar Tainu Chitim Usa'arim, Vahodul Ba'achas Man, Chayev, you're going to be Chayev. And your Papa is saying that the defendant is Chayev to swear when he denies the Kalim and admits to the Pruta. Fascinating. And with that, my friends, we're going to call it a day. We're going to step over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.